Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. Today, wherever you might be listening, can you lose your salvation? Can you lose your salvation? Father, we thank you right now for the subject, and Lord, we thank you for the hearers of your word. Lord, just say we're two or three coming together in your name. There you be in the midst. And Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one, oh God, their heart, their mind, their soul, their spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, because we know that you're able to do everything but fail, oh God, and we thank you for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for our healing. We thank you, Lord, for the audience, those that are coming in, those that desire to call, oh God, give them the strength, insight, and remind them, oh God, concerning victory in your name. Lord, because we know victory is in your name and joy is in your name. And we ask you that you give them not only joy and peace, oh God, but you can come by and breathe on each and every one that are listening on the airwaves, wherever they might be. In the name of Jesus, our Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. As always, we're here. Amen. And Doctrine of Truth, if you want to go to our website from time to time. You can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You'll find us there. Amen. You can scroll down in the media department. Amen. And look at us on Facebook and live streaming. Amen. And also here in the broadcast. And those that are on the air, those that are coming on for the first time, amen, you can always, amen, click on 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Remember, these broadcasts are being pre-recorded. We can't give you a grade or any kind of academic program testing or anything of that nature. We're here, amen, on the common root area of helping, encouraging one another. And those also that is in for the first time, amen, when you come on, just push one on your phone and our technician will put you in and you can make your comments. And all we do is just give you the last or your area code and the last four digits of your telephone. Amen. We thank you today, tonight, wherever you might be calling from. Amen. Can you lose your salvation? And that's what we are studying on in this broadcast. Can you lose, amen, your salvation? Amen. We're going to start out in scriptures, as always, in the book of Hebrews. In the book of Hebrews, the sixth chapter, And then we're going to work our way back, amen, to the chapter of Gospel according to John. We always express the idea that you research the Bible that you have, making sure, amen, that the translation that you have is the best one you can find on the market for your understanding and for your research, and you get the best translation. There are many more out there today. There are many translations out there, amen, and you have to pick one and study one that you can get a full understanding of what's being said, or what's being said and how it's been translated, amen, and the content. You can also get a Bible dictionary or concordance. Bible dictionary or concordance, amen. We have the Amplified Bible, you have the New International Bible, you have the Good News Bible, and the King James Bible. Always like to recommend you get the old King James Bible and work from there, amen, as you begin to read and to study, amen, that you can get a full understanding of what's being said and what you're looking for. Because we as Christians, we are always researching. We're always studying. We're always being on the cutting edge. So much changing in the world. There's so much that's coming through this world. Amen. And wherever you might be, there are always, Jesus talked about in the last days, there's going to always be false teachers. Amen. And false prophets in the land. And it's so God had thought about it. Well, he didn't think about it. He set it up. Amen. And put it in the book of Revelation. Amen. And down about the 20th chapter, that they were going to be judged. He said, all liars and false prophets. But they'll go straight into the lake of fire. So it's very important to know, amen, how you're studying and where you're studying from, that you get the right information. Because we live off the written word is also the Logos, amen, and the Rhema. We live off the Logos, the written word. Then God will come by through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will illuminate the word to us and give us a right now word out of the Logos. Amen. In Hebrews, the 6th chapter. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, and of the resurrections of the dead and eternal judgment. And this we'll do if God permit. But it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the power of the world to come, if they fall away, renew them again unto repentance, seeing that crucifying to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put them into an open shame. Amen. We're talking about, amen, he said, if they fall away. So there's a possibility, amen, men and women can fall away. Amen. Hebrews 6, amen, it says that 6th chapter in the 6th verse of Hebrews is saying, if they fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put them into open shame. Amen. Now it's understandable, amen, to understand the value. We're talking about salvation. Salvation is we look at the word salvation. Salvation is the most common biblical expression used to identify subjective change in people's lives. when by faith they have received the benefit of Christ's death and resurrection. The term implies deliverance, safety, preservation, healing, and soundness. Amen. So when a person says they're saved, from what? They're saved from what? Amen. But the gospel itself, amen, when we, the word has been given to those that are in Christ, or those that are coming towards Christ, amen, they hear the word of God. And to hear the word of God and hear that the message is that God has saved us from our errors towards Him, amen, and that He loves us and He cares for all mankind. So those that accept the message concerning Christ, amen, according to the scriptures, amen, that's written in the Bible, the first, the Christian, have to be saved from the guilt and penalties of sin. Then the second step, he must be saved from his habits and the dormant sins in his life, the things that goes on in his life constantly. Amen. So you're saved, amen, from the sins and penalties. Amen. Then you're also saved from the habits, of people and the dormant of sins that's in their life. Amen. And finally, they're saved if, not only from physical sins, but of God, the curse that God put on the world. You know, even though Jesus used the word for one time in St. Luke 19:9, he used the word only expressing to describe salvation, dramatic change in Zacharias, who was a proof of his salvation. Amen. Zacharias came down and said, "Lord, I want you, you can live in my house. You come and be with, eat dinner with me." It was a great change in his life, Amen. So Christians today should always demonstrate a change in his or her life, confirming the great salvation they have. They should always demonstrate the change in their life. Something has taken place in their life when they accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. God has came in, amen, and changed, amen, their life, Amen. It's always a great, people can see there was a change in your life. Once you accepted Christ, amen, when you begin to do things that people never expected you to do for us, activities, the environment around you, the people around you, amen, they begin to see there's a great change that's taken place in your life. Amen. They know something that has happened. Amen. When they begin to understand that Jesus, amen, in other words, he has come into their life. And as they begin to grow, in Christ, amen, when they begin to grow in Christ, amen, they and begin to grow in understanding and acknowledge that, amen. You begin to, the world begin to see, and the person begin to see more thankful constantly about what God is doing. You know, in this universe, the first thing, amen, when a person is called, he is called by faith, amen. When the word began to go out, salvation, when the word began to be preached, it is because God had called that person. Look at Romans 10. God had called that person to bring a message about the salvation of the soul and the spirit. God has called that person. And Paul had used in Romans speaking to Israel, the need for the gospel to go out to Israel. And Paul began to talk to the Romans, 10th chapter, first verse. He said, "Brethren, in my heart, desire and pray to God for Israel that they may be saved. Amen. For I bear them a record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." Now, many people have some type of knowledge of God. They have some kind of knowledge of God. They've been brought up, amen, about God this and God that, amen. But you have to be so very careful of expressing to them what God are you talking about once you come into knowledge of it, of the God of creation, the God of creation, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. God created all mankind, regardless of who they are, what they are. And he created all mankind, and he's a God of a variety of all type of different flowers and people and colors and height and weight. Amen. He created everything. So, but Paul is told that Romans is not according to knowledge. They have what they think is right. They have what they think it should be. Amen. The third verse for Romans 10:3, "For they are being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, and having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live in them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh of this wise, then not in our heart who shall ascend into heaven, but it is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ from the dead? What says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, who shall believe on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich upon all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Amen. Now, it's by knowledge and hearing the information about Christ and about his death, burial, and resurrection, to people understand, amen, that God will relieve them from all the guilt and the wrongdoing they have done against him, against God. It's by knowledge that they hear, because they cannot hear the information unless God really called a true man of God, a true servant of God, and he called them to go out and tell them, because the Holy Spirit amplified and give them the ear to hear through the Spirit. There's a difference between people preaching, amen, that God had not called. They can't really understand because the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is not there, amen, working with that person as the instrument of God is being used. So the Bible is saying, how can they hear? And that's very important. Amen. People are following information, but they're not following the spiritual insight, the revelation of the Holy Spirit, quickening them when they hear the message concerning Jesus Christ, how he died and rose, and how God forgives them, and how God loved them. Amen. That type of message quickens their spirit, quickens their mind. So it's about knowledge, the proper knowledge in the beginning, that God care for them, and they have that grace and mercy begin to grow in them. Amen. The more they accept Christ, the more they begin to study, the more they get insight, amen, that seed begin to grow, grace and mercy within them. Amen. So as they begin to grow in Christ and begin to understand, amen, that, amen, they begin to confess, amen, not only in the first part, salvation, righteousness is following God's word, his commandments, the laws and teaching of Jesus, amen, that what he have done and what he want them, how he want them to live, that's righteousness, how he want them to live, not way how they want to live, amen. And all of this boils down to, amen, like Hebrews says, the quickening and what they hear, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, amen, and his coming again, all that information begin to build up into a person, amen, they've accepted Christ, amen. And the Bible is saying, Hebrews is saying, now if they fall, amen, because the Holy Ghost quicken their spirit, amen, their spirit become born again, amen, and because of lack of information, a lack of education of the Bible, amen, of teaching, of praying, amen, and the Bible says, if they fall, in other words, they begin to go astray, if you go astray, renew them again, amen, unto repentance, amen. Brethren, we always repent. God repented when he made man, amen. Repentance is that, you know, okay, I've become aware, I understand, my mistakes, amen, through God, through his Holy Spirit, he's there reminding us. So there's a possibility, those that have not been quickening, those that have a knowledge, amen, like Paul said, but it is not the knowledge of God through his Son, Jesus Christ. If they have a knowledge of God and they stop there, they don't go any further. They don't go any further hearing what God sent his Son. John 3:16, amen, has been hidden from them. And those that do try to give John 3:16, amen, it doesn't quicken their spirit. I mean, they have to be the right person. If we accept it or not, there are many false messages out there, many false messages out there. So we want to examine that in this study, in this program. Amen. And we always hear, amen, like Proverbs said, iron sharpening an iron. We're always here to try to bring back our brothers and sisters who have fallen away. Amen. Those that in the last days, First Thessalonians said there will be many falling away. Well, they're falling away, amen, from the directions and the information God has given them. Amen. Some have not heard. Paul said some have not heard. Amen. How can they hear? Unless the right person, the right God sent the right person. So the church have a responsibility. Amen. Those that have a responsibility, we just can't sit back and wait on a track or wait on things. God put you before people. Amen. And you have to give what the Holy Spirit give you to give to a person. You never know. That might be their last message. Amen. Bring them into the kingdom. Amen. Cornelius was a man of the Italian host. Amen. The 10th chapter of Acts, he loved God. He prayed to God. Amen. He sought God. Amen. He gave alms. Amen. He prayed of all he knew how. And the Lord sent, amen, told him, go get Peter. Good old man Peter, he down there he got a penthouse down there on the ocean. Amen. And the Lord told Peter, you got to go to these type of people. And Peter said, Lord, I don't associate with these type of people. Well, Peter, you have to go. You have to go. And Peter went there and brought the first message to the Gentiles. Amen. Anybody without not a Jew, the Gentile. He brought it to the fallen nation. and the Holy Ghost fell. Amen. The Holy Spirit fell in their house like it did the day of Pentecost. Amen. So we have a great responsibility. There are many out there has gone astray. They're gone astray. They have been led astray. Amen. From the doctrines of Christ. The doctrine started out with Jesus to the apostles, and the apostles handed it down. Amen. Now they begin to fight against the word, fight against the letters. They fight against churches. Amen. The enemy is bringing all type of things that he can stop salvation of people. Amen. But thank God for mercy. Thank God. Thank God. We're here. Amen. Thank God for you and you. Amen. That we can get a better insight. Amen. On salvation. Amen. You can be saved from sickness. You can be saved, amen, from many things. But we're talking about being saved by the Spirit. Amen. Your spirit been born. You have been saved. Amen. From the penalties of Christ. Amen. From your habits. Many have not been delivered. Amen. They've been delivered. They've been born again. But they have not been delivered. Amen. They have not been delivered from the dormant sins in their life. Amen. They might not have been delivered. Amen. So we want to go on. We want to open the space up. Amen. Sometimes we run out of time. We thank God for you and you and many of you tonight in the studio. Amen. Those that are on for the first time, if you have something to say, amen, you can just stay on and just press 1 on your phone, and our operator will put you in the studio, and I'll give the area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone number, and we will not call your name. You can if you want to. If not, it's up to you. Amen. Just to hear what you have to say. Amen. You don't have to get very personal. Amen. But you have something you want to share. Amen. How you maybe help others, or how God been leading you through a dream and a vision. Amen. This is what we are here at Doctrine of Truth through Blog Talk, is reaching out to areas and giving people a space to talk about things maybe they have not heard since they've been saved. Amen. Once you get saved in Christ, there are problems. There are problems. There are issues, things that are happening. Amen. Job, amen, was a good example. There are many more good examples, but Job, amen, he had 3 things going on in his life. Amen. One, amen, he had a personal problem, you know, with his family. The enemy attacked his family. Then the enemy attacked, amen, his livelihood. His God allowed that to happen. Amen. His investment, his cattle, his houses and things. Then the enemy attacked his health. The enemy attacked his health. Amen. God allowed things to happen. Amen. Sometimes to show the devil that, you know, salvation is deep and just people will not leave God. The devil wanted to say, well, God, well, if I do this, I attack him and he'll leave you and curse you to your face. I mean, his wife even left him. But there's some things you hear people say that things come in threes. And you ever hear Jesus said, you know, he sent them out in twos. Amen. He said in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. Amen. So these are things can happen in your personal life. Things can happen, amen, in your family life, or the outward, so your surroundings and your community, your job and your structure, and then your personal life might be things that happen where you have made bad decisions. Amen, and did some bad things that happened. Amen, you caused it. That can bring trouble in your life. The second thing can happen, amen, outward, people that you have that you should not be around anymore. And Paul said, come out from among them, touch not, harm not. Amen, they can cause trouble in your life. I'm talking about now while you're saved. Amen, then the next problem can happen, amen, is when the natural environment, I mean the nature like floods going on now, fires are going on, amen, economy has happened. So man, like Job was saying, man born of a woman, amen, is full of trouble. Amen. So you hear the Bible speaks of being two. Two is better than one. Two, you know, two. God sent them out in two. And Jesus said two or three. Amen. Ecclesiastes talking about, amen, two is good and three is it's hard to break three people. Amen. We involve in business and friends. Amen. So you're always going to have trouble. Amen. You saved, you sanctified. Amen. You follow Christ, but that salvation is from within God, and God's helping you and delivering you in all situations. Amen. You will get sick. They call for the elders of the church. Amen. Amen. And God will, talking about blessings, God will bless you and help you get a job, your environment. So that's a part of the message. That's a part of the message. That's why Jesus is a deliverer. Amen. God is still a deliverer. He's still delivering. He's still delivering his people forevermore. I mean, God is still working with his people. But the salvation you have, amen, is nobody can take it away. Nobody can take it away. Amen. God is, he's working with you. He's taking care of you. And he's looking over you. Amen. Ecclesiastes 4 says, amen, in 8, he said, there's one alone, and there's not a second, yet he has neither child nor brother, yet is there no end for all his labor, neither his eyes satisfied with riches, neither shall he for whom he labor. And bereave my soul good. This is also vanity and also trivial. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. If they fall, the one will lift his up his fellow. Reward to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? If one travail against him, two shall withstand him, and three cords is not quickly broken. Amen. Just like Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. That's why it makes mean so much when Jesus said, I never leave you. I never forsake you. Amen. Man may forsake you. Mother David said, my mother and father forsake me. Amen. But the Lord will take me up. All right, we're talking about salvation, and we're talking about trouble and things that are happening in people's lives that does not, amen, stop God from not loving you and caring for you. Amen. He knows. Amen. He has the power to keep you. All right, you can press 1 on your phone, area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
Yeah, we said listening to you. You gave a real good narration there, man. I was blessed. You could have kept on talking.
Okay.
As you talked there, I hear the Lord saying, you know, he made specific notations to Paul saying there, as you read, and he said, my mm-hmm. heart's desire and prayer mm-hmm. to God. And I remember mm-hmm. that God says there to the church, he said he give us the desires of our heart. So mm-hmm. now we see right there a change in Paul, as his name was, because he was a rough character. So mm-hmm. so what we're looking at is that salvation is a heart change, isn't that so?
Yes,
and
sir.
See, that's what's wrong with people. They go forward, and they go back to doing the same thing because their desires don't change. See, mm-hmm. see, when you believe mm-hmm. and God saved you, then Jesus said, now if you can believe, he said, I believe on me, as the scripture says. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, he keep us in perfect peace. We keep our mind stayed on him. So we start with Him. God gives us to the Lord, and we start with Him, and He gonna finish the work in us. You see what I'm saying? But we gotta stay with Him. You see, He takes us out the world. Our desires change. You know how it is when the Lord touch your heart. Listen, sometimes your mind gets so light you speak in tongues for a long time. You forget about time. You forget about all the pressures of life and all that. That's because your spirit man is being preserved. He's being changed. It's an agreement taking place within us. And that right there is what have kept me. The Lord said that you just keep your mind on me. Stay with the agreement. See, I promise. I said, now, do you save me from my sins? I'll follow you. So that's what the heart does. The spirit of man, when we say the heart, we say the spirit of man. And however the spirit is, that's how we going to go. That's what we going to desire. So the Lord is gave us another comforter to wash us. Amen. Make us whole. We desire when we broke and ain't got no money. Listen, we don't desire to rob no bank. We lift our head in prayer. I said, Lord, now look here. Here I am. You see what I'm saying? And the word teaches that He know what you have need of even before you ask. So we just thank God for what you're saying. I say, I'm listening to this, and I'm hearing the Lord talk all the time. I said, well, I never saw it in that light. But it's the spirit of a man, your heart desire more of Jesus. And you know how it said He's sweeter than the day before? Man, that's real.
Yes, sir.
That's real.
Yes, sir.
And so when you make that initial declaration, you give yourself to Him. And when you no longer, you know, we no longer ourselves. We have been purchased, you see. Once you open up, the transaction take place, and it starts in the heart. And that right there is what I find I need. Sometimes trouble come and break your heart. But all of a sudden, the Spirit of God will come up on you and refresh that thing. And next thing you know, you might be crying and going on, but you're glorifying God. And you even feel like I've been picked up out the pit. See, so we just glad to know God for ourselves, because that's what's taking place. Salvation, you can't mix this thing up. You don't deal with Him, go back on your own and all them same old desires. No. He'll you commit all your ways unto Him, and He sure enough he'll take care of the problem. That's what I think. I thank you, Bishop, for what you were saying tonight, because that's what we need. That's the now word today. You don't mix this thing up. Ain't no perhaps the Lord will save you. Ain't no perhaps if you believe it. Jesus said, if you believe, He said, all things are possible, you see. And that's indicating if you keep on searching, keep on asking and seeking Him, you're going to find that. Now, we know He can't lie. So I think I'm right with that. So how you been doing, Bishop?
Okay, thank God. Can't complain. Like you say, little sniffles and colds come through the land, but it doesn't affect our salvation.
It lets you know you're alive.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right, man. Making the touches. All right, we have another caller, 954-4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. It's good. I so look forward to being on the call tonight and being able to listen to you and Elder Grady. I especially wanted to hear your comments on this salvation thing, because
Yes, sir.
I was kind of perplexed about it, and I think about you know, salvation, I think about when we come into the world and when we're young and inexperienced about life. You know, when you're young, you know, that life is so exciting because you're constantly learning things and there's many things in your mind that you want to do, and you don't realize it when you're young, but God's grace is over you. And He allows us to do a lot of things because, like I say, when you're young, your mind is everywhere, and you're doing a lot of things. And it is only after you have done so many things that you realize when you have done so many things that it was God's grace that kept you through a lot of the things that you were doing because you were ignorant to the word. I think about the prodigal son. He came to himself after he had squandered away and done all the things that he had on his mind. At his lowest moment, he came to himself, and I feel that way. I felt that way about my own life, and like I said, I just think that after you have lived a while and pretty well has exhausted all the things that you wanted to do, you come to yourself and realize that, hey, it wasn't me that kept myself through all of that stuff. It hadn't been for the grace of God, I would have never made it through all the things that, because, you know, I just think about all the things that I've done, and you have to admit yourself, you did some pretty crazy things. And you understand God's love, His grace, because only God could have loved us through all of the things that we did. So He lets us do all those things and covers us with His grace. And when we come to ourselves, we have to admit, oh, what a God, because only God could have loved us and kept us in His grace when we was and allowed us to do all those things we're doing and still kept us so that now we can take His, look at His word and look at the way that he has loved us through all of our mess, and that we acknowledge the word, that we say we can't do anything but repent and have reap and have sorrow, because it shook me to think about all the things I've done, and yet His grace covered me through it. That now that I understand and know how He covered me through it all, you know, it shakes me. And you know, to listen to y'all talk, it's just a wonderful thing that you know that through your ignorance, God kept us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Through His grace and truth. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just think that after a while, if you live long enough, you will know that you have done everything that you could think of. And now that you have done everything that you could possibly think of to do, there's nothing else to do now but to try it God's way. Because at some point, you have to come to yourself and look at your life and say, what do I have to show for doing it my way? And if you're content with what you have at this point by doing it your way all these many years, well, but if you look at your life and say, at this point, you know, I'm really not satisfied with my life, why not try it God's way at this point? because he has allowed you to do everything that you could think of and still kept you covered under his grace. So now why not try it his way? And if and the thing about it is, if you try it God's way, truly try it his way, and if it don't work out for you, you can always go back to what you're doing. It'll be waiting on you. That's one thing about the enemy. He'll sit there and wait on you. And you know, many people go into the churches and they'll get a feel good message. They'll get something feel good for a while, and you know, later on they'll want to return back to their old way of living. But you know, God's word say we become new creatures. You got to stay with it. And if you stay with God, as long as you have stayed with your own thoughts, then you won't have to worry about losing your salvation. Give him as much time as he gave you when you was ignorant to him. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all right.
That's it. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. That sounded like an evangelistic message there. Amen. Isaiah was talking about, amen, he said, you stand out there every day. God said, behold me, behold me. Isaiah 59 said, behold, the Lord's hand is stretched out, but the Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save, neither his ears heavy that he cannot hear. Amen. And he's in Isaiah 58, he was saying, amen, he cried aloud, say, cry aloud and spare not, show my people my transgression. And he talks about, amen, in Isaiah, amen, concerning things. In Jeremiah, amen, 17, the Lord tried a range of people. Amen, he tried a range and let them have, like a partridge that is on an egg. Amen, he tried a range of people and let them have their way. Amen, to see what hatch out. In other words, Jeremiah 17. So, amen, that's what Hebrews saying in the 6th chapter was reading. He said, if it was possible, because the more knowledge you get, the more you understand, amen, how good and loving God has, and you come to the more knowledge of it, how his good and his mercy is, amen, it'd be, the love of God begin to prick your heart more and more. Amen. And those that fall away, they're more like fall in the flesh type of message. They've been carnal-minded. Paul was saying in Romans 8, carnal-mindedness. Amen. But those that have really heard the message of God, have really heard a true message from the true men and women of God, amen, they begin to hear. So that's a problem now, amen, with what Jesus is saying. Be not deceived. There are many false teachers, many false preachers out there today. They're being deceived. The messages they've been getting, amen, is not pertaining to salvation. It's a cursed message. They're not preaching the gospel. They're not telling the full truth that you will have problems. You will have situations that arise. Things going to happen. Amen. Like nature. Nature right now, Mother Nature, the world would say, creating a lot of problems for everybody. Like James said, it rains on the just as well as the unjust. That don't mean they're not saved. That don't mean they're not saved. Amen. Then your environment can create a lot of problems for you. Amen. That don't mean you're not saved. Amen. So you will have problems when you come to Christ. But Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. All right. We still have room now for those that, amen, will comment on this subject. Amen. You might be able to help someone else. Amen. That has been got despondent. Amen. Like I said, a caller was saying, people come to Christ and they got a message that they will not have no problems since they've been in Christ. They will not have any difficulties or situations. Amen. Maybe now you can be able to help them to kind of hold on a little while longer. Amen. I was having some problems or situations 3 or 4 years back. Amen. I couldn't read Job. I thought Job should not be in the Bible. It was hitting me pretty hard. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. I think we take about 3 more callers. 3 more callers. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. We think we're, what's that look like? Like 305? 954-4427. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, Spiritual. I just, you know, it, me, I had the personal experience, but I just feel that once you live so long, you look around and you think, okay, I think everyone at some point in their life got to ask, why do I even exist? Why am I here? You know, why am I here? Why? Who am I? You know, what was the reason for my life to came about? And you got to ask. I think there's sometimes you just got to come to yourself and ask yourself, you know, why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look around and you know that there's nothing that you have that you did of yourself, mm-hmm. nothing that you have or you've done anything that you've done of yourself. How is it that when you see people who are crippled and maimed and from birth or people who have had problems in their life or when their body's broken and stuff, how is it that you had such a great life, that your life has been so well guarded?
Mm-hmm.
What kept you? What is keeping you? How is it? You know, because it could always go another way. It could have went another way, and you know it could have went another way. And if the only answer that you can come to yourself, it has to be the grace of God that kept it from going a different way. And knowing that, then you would have to come to yourself and say, I need more of the word. I need to get closer to God. I need to understand why is it that his grace has covered me so that I have not had the troubles or been through, had the problems that I see so many others going through. I just think at some point you have to come to yourself and ask yourself, who am I?
Mhm. All right. God bless you. I think we can take one more caller. Amen. And we begin to search ourselves and Holy Spirit begin to give us the insight. Amen. We all have a job to do. Amen. In Christ, God keeping us in Christ. Amen. If it wasn't because we wasn't in Christ, we wouldn't have been here. Amen. We've been in the other direction, down the block, across the track, across the river. All right, 305-4271.
Bishop, I listened to the conversation. It's wonderful. You know that if you eat too much cake, it'll wind up killing you. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
It could be your favorite. If you don't eat it moderately and little piece at a time, it's gonna give you trouble. Just like if God give you too much money, if he don't watch over your life and lead and direct you, we'll forget about him. Because it says there when the heart is lightened, you see. In other words, all your troubles are removed and all your cares are taken away, and everything you just live it. And I'm the child of God, and you don't have no hardship. You walk away from God. You become conceited. You see what I'm saying? You won't share no money. You won't share. You just live for yourself. That's the way we're designed. But see, mm-hmm. what God does, he takes us and Christ is in us. And see, there again, our heart will change, our desires will change. Meaning that he said, I give you desire of your heart. In other words, he haven't left us, nor will he forsake you. In other words, he right there to hear all your cries. He listened to your conversation. You remember he said, I never leave you, won't forsake you. So mm-hmm. this is what mm-hmm. he gave to Jesus, and Christ lives in us. He lives in us so he could understand us. Now, God himself came. He said, now, Jesus said, I in the Father will live in you. You see, because he mm-hmm. said, I am God, so you can't separate the two. But the chores, the job done, God is such a great masterminder, such a great architect. See, he can fix the problem from within and without, and he's the only one can do it. So the salvation is that we voluntarily give our ownership, you know, because every man is kept in his own soul. You give that to God and let us live, and then we'll be able to overcome. And see, oftentimes through all our struggles, I think we forget, we don't even think about that there is coming a day that God going to give me a crown. See what I'm saying? And so the Holy Ghost is there to comfort you. When you break down, brother, no, listen, you ain't going to cry but for a little while. And he promised, he said, I'm going to see about you. And it's real. But sometimes when you got all this agenda and all this stuff you got, I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to shut up. I just was praying earlier today. And the Lord said to me, I was looking at this program of this medicine show, this on public broadcasting, and they give you all kind of ideas about medicine, and they talk with doctors. So I'm listening to this thing, and I heard the Lord said to me, He said, now, do like Jesus did in the garden. Now, I'm listening to the show. He said, do like Jesus. I said, now, how was that? He said, give yourself unto prayer. And when he said that, the word give jumped out in front of me. When you give yourself unto prayer, that means that God going to do, you see, the exceeding and the abundant, the more than you're able to think. Because what? You're in his presence. And the scripture didn't right. say that there's liberty. There's you know what I'm saying? So I just want to say that. I said, boy, too okay. much of a good thing destroy you. But God let you all go right. through your hard times to make you strong. Isn't that so? Thank you, Bishop.
All right. All right. Just remember, amen. Remember, we have three always problems. We have problems with the bad mistakes you make. Make
That's
some
right.
Personal mistakes. Then you also have problems that comes up with your environment, people around you can
That's
cause
right.
you problems, and nature can cause you problems.
That's
Amen.
Right.
So all the Christians, all of us have problems.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Job had all kind of problems. He had three problems with his friends. He had problems with his health, problems with his family. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for what you're doing, and Lord, we thank you for each and every one that listens.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh Lord, you said in your word, Amen, that 2 Corinthians 5, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. All things are of God, who has reconciled us unto him by Jesus Christ, and give us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. God love us. God care for us. Amen, brothers. And let's hold on. Amen. We got a greater prize ahead of us. Amen. God just showing his power in us like he did with Job. Amen. The devil could not shake him. His friends could not shake him. Health could not shake him. His marriage could not shake him. He lost his family. That could not shake him. He could not shake him from God. God kept him and multiplied his life. God continue to multiply you all for blessing you. And be of good faith. Amen. Victory is at the end. God bless you.